It's time for the 2024 UK Healthcare Boys Basketball Sweet 16 Tournament on WMST. Broadcast sponsors include Ambergies Farm Machinery Sales and Service, BMC Contracting, City Cartage Company, Clark's Pump and Shop, Kaufman Funeral Home and Crematory, the Downtown Athletic Club, Dutchess Chevy Ford, the Family Wealth Group, Furniture World Superstore, Hoffman Robertson Incorporated, Garrett Furniture, Carl's Produce, Kentucky Petroleum Supply, Major Brands Tire and Automotive Center, your Scott Family McDonald's, the Montgomery County Board of Education, Montgomery Tractor Sales, Moorhead Tourism, Harris Stockyards, People's Exchange Bank, Porter Group Insurance, Save-A-Lot Mount Sterling, Sterling Family Dental Care, Town and Country Home Decor and Minute Market, Sterling Healthcare, Traditional Bank, Windsor Care Center, and Whitaker Bank Mount Sterling. Stay tuned. Tip-off is minutes away on 106.9 FM, 1150 AM, and WMSTRadio.com.
Hey, good morning, everybody. Welcome to Rupp Arena in downtown Lexington. Time for the UK Healthcare Boys Basketball Sweet 16. Here I'm Dan Manley, joined by Gary Crawford, and coming up we got a mountain shootout to start things off with as the Hornets of Magoffin County, the Commodores of Perry County Central are going to vie in our opening game today. Hope you can be with us throughout the week here on WMST AM and FM and WMSTRadio.com where you can listen live. And we'll be back. We're going to catch up courtside with the coaches in today's first game coming up right after we step out for 90 seconds on the Gateway Sports Network.
This is Dr. Matt Thompson, Superintendent of Montgomery County Schools, giving every child in Montgomery County an opportunity to receive an excellent education in a safe environment is the goal of our board, administrators, teachers, and staff. It's an awesome responsibility we share. We play a vital role along with parents and guardians, and we understand the significance and the role we play in helping you give your child the best possible chance of a happy and successful future. Let's all do everything we can to achieve success for our students and for our community.
BMC Contracting LLC has been serving the construction industry for over three decades from their Mount Sterling location. It all begins with site preparation. When business and industry leaders need a new location, they know to call on BMC so that their worksite location works. They grade and drain, seed and straw. They know how to control erosion to ensure the site meets the company's needs. Their knowledgeable team and the right equipment for the job result in satisfied customers. Put their team to work, BMC, for the right job at the right price.
Museums are a great way to gain a better perspective and enrich your connection to the past. Morehen invites you to come explore our museums. The Rowan County Veterans Museum is dedicating to honoring our veterans and preserving military artifacts and their history. At the Morehead History and Railroad Museum, you can learn about the railroads that ran through our county, as well as see model trains and vintage artifacts that will spark your curiosity and sense of wonder. Learn more at visitmorehead.com.
We're back here at Rupp Arena courtside with one of the great legends, one of the great stories of high school basketball in Kentucky, Shannon Hoskins. Shannon, how long since you played in the Sweet 16 now?
1992. I guess it's 32 years now.
Does it seem like 32 years?
Absolutely not. It seemed just like the other day. Coach Keith had us back there ready to go.
And, well, did you learn anything about coaching from Coach Keith?
Well, if you didn't, you're a dummy. He knew it all. I mean, that guy had every aspect of coaching down to a science, and I think he's still the greatest high school basketball coach of all time.
What about motivational speeches before games at halftime? I mean, how good was he at that?
He was tremendous. Like I said, he had every aspect, but he was an incredible motivator. He knew just how to touch your heart.
Did you ever say, boy, I'd like to be coaching in Clay County sometime, or is Perry County Central a good fit for you?
Well, I think it's a great fit for me at Perry Central. I'm from Perry County originally and have worked in the system for a long time, so I like it just fine.
Tell me about your team.
We've had a roller coaster year. We've been up and down. We've got three main guys we go to, Carter Castle, Trayton Woods, Kaiser Sloan. They've been our leading scorers all year long, and really good physical type players. Defensively, we've been solid all year. Just offensively, other than those three guys, we've been up and down. We've managed to put it together a little bit at tournament time to get some contributions in other places, and it pushed us into this position.
What kind of game is this going to be with the Commodores and the Hornets?
I hope it's a great one. You know, we got to do something to contain Barnett, keep him out of the paint as much as we possibly can. He makes everybody here better. And those guys that he's got playing with him are pretty daggone good players anyway. They don't need anybody to make them better. So they all make shots. They all are tough defenders. So it's going to be a good game.
What percent of the time will he have the ball in his hands?
I would say about 80, 85. That's what it looks like on film, at least.
But is it tough to play against a team that does that?
It is. It is. You know, if they run a lot of sets or whatever, you can kind of prepare for that a little more than taking the ball out of somebody's hands who's that big and that strong when you're as small as we are.
As far as where this game might end up scoring-wise, what do you expect? Is it going to be a high-scoring game, you think?
It could be. It was 78-73 earlier in the year. I know they can put up the points. We're going to have to put up more points than we have been. We've been scoring in the 50s. So we're going to have to do a little better job on the offensive end.
Will we see any junk defenses today?
I don't think you'll see any junk. You'll probably just see man out of us. That's all we really do.
And where'd you learn that?
Well, that was a staple of Clay County for sure.
Hey, Shannon Hoskins, it's always good to see you. Welcome back to the state tournament again, and good luck to you today. And, hey, you got your son with you. Tell me about him. Tell me about Gabriel.
Gabriel is a 10-year-old. He's a fourth grader at East Perry. This is kind of what we're vying for with him at some point. Maybe he can make his trip. This is his first trip with me to be down here on the floor, and that's all he's talked about all week.
What do you teach a 10-year-old about the game of basketball, Coach?
Well, fundamentals. Fundamentals and how hard you got to work.
Very good. Good luck to you today.
Thank you. Appreciate you.
Shannon Hoskins, the head coach of the Perry Central Commodores. We're going to try to catch up with the McGoffin County head coach coming up. We'll be back here at Rupp Arena after we step out for 1 minute here on the Gateway Sports Network.
Mom, I need money.
You have money. We opened a student banking account at Traditional Bank. I picked up your debit card today.
Cool, my own debit card.
Yep, now you can quit using mine. And you can talk to your boss about electronically depositing your paychecks. We'll track your spending online.
What about birthday checks from Grandma?
We can take a picture and deposit them on the mobile app. Easy.
Open a student banking account at traditionalbank.com. Get your students started on a strong financial footing.
Got my debit card, Mom. Headed to the movies.
Traditional Bank. Member FDIC.
When your doctor recommends that you go to a rehab unit before you return home after an injury or surgery, ask that you be referred to Windsor Care Center's rehab unit in Mount Sterling. Your spacious, comfortable room will be steps away from the rehab area where you'll receive expert physical, occupational, and speech therapy to get you back on the move after a stroke, hip fracture, or whatever might send you to a rehab unit. They'll treat you like family at the Windsor Care Center. We're back down. Hopefully going to catch up with Coach Scott Castle here in just a minute. These two teams have played twice this season, played very early in the year in a game, and Perry County Central has won both games, although the last one was a one-point game. Those games have been up in the 70s, and so that's kind of what we expect, a game that will get into the 70s scoring-wise, unless we just have a day when the big lights come on, the teams don't shoot as well as they do. A big factor in this game, Gary, could be, and Gary Crawford, good morning.
Good morning.
Glad to have you with us back from Florida. We'll talk about that later on. Aiden Barnett, you can't have a one-man show and make it to the state tournament, but in terms of scoring, they certainly depend on him a lot. It's his decisions to make with the basketball.
Apparently, he is pretty much a do-it-all kind of guy. So we'll have to see how the bright lights here really affect these kids.
Yeah. Hey, we're gonna find out. And again, a kind of a three-headed monster for Perry County Central in terms of the players that are going to do most of the scoring for them coming up in our game to start things out. Again, this is a tournament where we've got
We got five schools that are essentially brand new to the Sweet 16. That makes it pretty exciting. As you look up in the stands right now, I didn't check and see the population in Magoffin County, but it's for their population, they're going to have a huge crowd here coming up today. So what we're going to do, we're going to take a 90-second timeout real quick, and then when we come back, we hope that Scott Castle will be available and visit with us for a few minutes. We'll return to Rupp Arena and the UK Healthcare Sweet 16 in 90 seconds.
There's a sale every Thursday at the Parish Stockyards. Sales begin at 9 a.m. They receive cattle every Wednesday from 8 a.m. all the way until 9 p.m. And don't forget the state graded sheep and goat sale on the first and third Tuesday of each month beginning at 2 p.m. The Parish Stockyards, they've earned a reputation this area's premier stockyards for treating the customer right, whether buying or selling. It's farmers doing business with farmers. The Parish Stockyards, 1120 Millersburg Road. Give them a call, 987-1977.
Your tax refund gets you more at Furniture World Superstore. Redecorate with your refund. Refurnish with your refund. Furniture World has thousands of items in stock, in style, and on sale. Do more with your tax refund and get the furniture and mattresses you need at the price you want. Plus, interest-free financing for up to 2 full years. Now at Furniture World Superstore. 356 Pinecrest Drive in Moorhead and on Maysville Road, Mount Sterling. Closed Sunday. See store for details.
Hi, this is Lonnie Pendleton. When you're looking for a great deal on a car, truck, or SUV, come and see me at Dutch's Chevrolet on the bypass in Mount Sterling.
So if you're looking, here's the word. Get the deal that you deserve.
At Dutch's Chevy Ford, right next to Walmart on the bypass in Mount Sterling. And on the web at dutchesauto.com.
We're back, and we've got Gerald Howard, assistant coach of the Magoffin County Hornets. And Coach Howard, what is it like in Salyersville and Magoffin County with this team coming to the state tournament?
Well, if you look around, you can see there's probably not nobody left in Magoffin County right now because they're all here. We have around 12,000 population total in Magoffin County, and I think about 10,000 of those are here today. So everybody's really excited. Of course, this is our first appearance in the state tournament, so we're getting a lot of support from everyone.
Have you been in Magoffin County a long time?
All my life, and I'm tickled to death. We knew we had a good team when we started this year, but we had to come together, and they finally started to come together and believing in themselves, and so it's worked out really well for us.
Talk about Aiden Barnett, and tell our listeners what kind of player he is.
He's just awesome. Whatever you need, if you need a three, he'll go and get hit. If you need someone to take it to the basket, he'll drive it to the basket. Sometimes he gets a little bit lazy on defense, but we've worked on that, and he's come along on that. The key to today's game, I think, will be the defense. If we play the defense that we've been playing, we'll be a hard out. So,
Is Barnett prone to get foul trouble at all?
No, not really. He's pretty smart about that. He realizes if he gets one or two, he kind of backs off a little bit. So he knows how important he is to our team, and he's the one that makes us go. So he pretty well keeps himself under control.
Now, the coach has a nephew playing for Perry County Central.
Yes, yes. So we played them early in the year. It was a good battle. I think they ended up winning by 4 or 5 points. But at one time, we had a 10-point lead with about 3 minutes something to go and got in a little foul trouble. We only played 7 guys, so we got in foul trouble, and we turned the ball over. But he's a good ball player. But we're going to try to beat him.
But you're coming in here with a lot of confidence, I think.
Oh, yes, yes. Yeah, we feel like we have nothing to lose, everything to gain, so we really feel good. The kids feel good, so we're ready to go.
What are you going to do on defense today?
We're going to start out man-to-man. We'll probably have seems like we play a lot better. We have more energy. We get in a full-court press, so we may go to that quick. But we'll start out with man-to-man.
What do you do on a regular basis, Coach?
Well, I'm actually retired from the Magoffin County school system. I coached Earl Winter Middle School this year, and we won our conference championship. And Coach Castle asked me to help him out at the high school, and this is my first year helping them.
Oh, first year. Well, yes. you're the luck charm.
I'm the lucky charm.
There you go. Coach Harlan, thanks a lot for joining us.
Appreciate it. Thank you.
The assistant coach of the Magoffin County Hornets. We'll be back. More coming on our pregame show. We're getting ready for Perry County Central and Magoffin County to open up this 2024 UK Healthcare Sweet 16. We'll be back in 2 minutes.
Do you make quick decisions, jump in and see what happens, or do you think long and hard about that decision and the implications to your future? Marriage, new career, kids, new house, or even retirement, you want to make the best decision. And most everyone hopes to retire only once.
At Family Wealth Group, we are here to help.
We are trained, licensed professionals who know the questions to ask to help get you started and keep you on the path to your ideal retirement.
Our teams work together with you to ensure you know your options and make the right choice for your future.
To start your search, attend an event or set up an appointment with one of our financial advisors. Go to thefamilywealthgroup.com or call us at 859-309-0349. With offices in Lexington, Georgetown, Harrodsburg, London, or Somerset, we are here to help.
Family Wealth Group is an independent financial services firm and uses a variety of different strategies. Investments are offered through FWG Investments, LLC, and this advertisement is for informational purposes only and not intended to address any specific investment objectives.
If time is really money, why not let Clark's Pump and Shop help save you both? Every Clark's Pump and Shop is designed for convenience. If you're in a terrible hurry, just pay at the pump and get right back on the road. And if you're having a snack attack, come in for hot coffee, cold drinks, and snack items to satisfy your craving. Try the mobile app or website for exclusive deals and loyalty rewards. Clark's Pump and Shop, Moorhead, Winchester, Flemingsburg, West Liberty, and Vanceburg. Return, refresh, refuel. Clark's Pump and Shop.
Hi, I'm Alan Johnson, Market President of People's Exchange Bank in Mount Sterling. At People's Exchange Bank, we're more than just your bank. We're your neighbors, your friends, and your trusted financial partners. With our local decision-making process, you won't have to wait for approval from a distant corporate office. We're here to listen, understand, and provide solutions that work for you. Visit us in person or find us online at pebank.com.
People's Exchange Bank, your trusted banking partner. Member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Welcome back to Rupp Arena. We are here for the UK Boys Sweet 16 tournament today. Perry County Central and Montgomery County are now out there. Clock shows about 8:05 left during the warm-up session. Just taking a look, quick look. Many of you know, both of these schools are neighbors to one another. Happen to be in different regions. What is it? 13 and 14. But they have played one another, as Dan mentioned earlier, a couple of times this year with Perry County Central. Winning both games. Dan's making his way back to our broadcast station here at Rupp Arena and has joined us again now.
You know, what a way to open up a tournament. You got a school that's never been here before, a couple of mountain teams playing. We're going to have the all-time leading scorer in Kentucky taking the floor here in just a little bit, and a UK signee against a team that's been here more than anybody else. Oh, goodness. And now we've got
special delivery.
Special delivery. This is Susan Dearborn, who is, thank you, dear. Yeah, Susan Dearborn, whose husband Gary, a longtime coach and athletic director and administrator, and we got the cookies now, Gary. Everything,
yeah.
It's all downhill from here.
Never be able to have a complete sentence.
Teams are out warming up. Actually, right now, Magoffin County has gone back to the locker room. The Magoffin County fans are off to our left, and they're all here. They have shown up. They're maroon, and Perry Central is red. So we got a little of that red color going on here. We'll be back. More coming. We're about ready to get the pregame activities underway here at Rupp Arena before this opening game, and we'll be back with that in just 2 minutes on the Gateway Sports Network.
The Porter Group is a different kind of insurance agency. We do more than just Medicare. When was the last time you had your life insurance reviewed? Do you have the new kind of life insurance? We will review your whole life, term life, final expense, and universal life policies. We can help you with them all. Call us at 606-780-1387 for a free, no-obligation review. That's 606-780-1387.
If you don't know about the affordable quality healthcare services being offered at Sterling Healthcare, take a moment and find out why we're continuing to grow in Mount Sterling and surrounding areas. You can find us online at sterlinghealthky.org or give us a call at 859-404-7686 or stop in and see us at one of our clinics in Montgomery, Bath, Clark, Nicholas, or Powell counties. I can promise you'll be glad you did. Sterling Healthcare. We're here for your family.
Downtown Athletic Club is the premier athletic facility in the Gateway area. Downtown Athletic Club has new modern equipment, sauna, and steam room, along with one of the area's finest saltwater pools. There is a membership package that is perfect for you or your family. Stop in and see it for yourself and find out why Downtown Athletic Club is the premier athletic facility in the heart of downtown Mount Sterling.
Are you looking for a job where you can make a terrific income, have a great insurance plan, 401k retirement plan, paid vacations, incentive bonuses? That job could be waiting for you now at City Cartage Company in Mount Sterling. If you think that sounds good, wait till you hear this. They are currently offering a $3,000 sign-on bonus. City Cartage Company, they're always looking for quality employees, and they're ready to reward you with all those great incentives and more. Stop in and apply at City Cartage Company in the Midland Trail Industrial Park or give them a call, 498-4490.
Perry County Central is a team that shoots the ball pretty well. Not a great free throw shooting team, only 65%, but they shoot 36% overall from the three-point line and 49% from the field. And as far as the guys that are going to shoot the threes, well, they've Trayton Woods is shooting 51% from the three-point line. Gary's put up 362 threes this season.
And shooting
and shooting 51%. So, I mean, that's overall field goals. But from the three-point line, he's 86 of 188, almost 46% from the three-point line. So he can absolutely fill it up from the outside. But on the other side, McGoffin County, they shoot better than 50% overall and better than 75% from the charity stripe. Yeah. Just a moment, Will. Go ahead.
No, just kind of tell you, they're pretty disciplined about the shot, the quality of the shots they're taking.
We're going to have a great crowd in here today, it looks like. And we'll get ready in just a moment to head down the way to our public address announcer, and we'll have our national anthem and get the starting lineups. McGoffin County is going to be the home team on the board. They're dressed in white with maroon numerals and silver trim. And both teams are back out on the floor right now. And now we'll invite you to pause with us as we get the national anthem coming up. We'll return to our pregame activities, but here is the national anthem.
Oh, say can you see by the dawn's early light what so proudly we hailed at the twilight's last gleaming, whose broad stripes and bright we watched with so gallantly streaming
is Butler County. And, of course, we're going to see the Butler County team here. That's the Butler County Choir singing the national anthem. And we'll get ready now in just a moment as we'll head down the way again to our public address announcer and get the introduction of our starting lineups. Perry Central is in a dark gray uniform with white numerals trimmed in red and a big bold stripe down the side of their uniforms. The crowd just kind of settling in, and the people are still coming in.
They'll continue to filter in here over the next 30 minutes or so.
Central Bank Center in Rupp Arena, Lexington, and the 2024 UK Healthcare Kentucky High School Athletic Association Boys Sweet 16, celebrating the 106th anniversary of Kentucky State Championship Basketball Tournament, the greatest show in hoops. Today's first game features the Commodores of Perry County Central, champions of the 14th region, your visiting team, and the Hornets of Magoffin County, champions of the 15th region, your home team. And now, fans, get out your phones and shine your flashlights bright. It's time to electrify the game with Blue Oval SK, the future of mobility. And our starting lineups presented by Clark's Pump and Shop. For Perry County Central, at forward, number one, Carter Castle. For Magoffin County, at forward, number zero, Walker Russell. For Perry County Central, at forward, number four, Kaiser Sloan. For Magoffin County, at guard, number two, Aiden Barnett. For Perry County Central, at guard, number 11, Trayton Woods. For Magoffin County, at guard, number five, Grayson Whitaker. For Perry County Central, at guard, number 13, Tyson Neese. For Magoffin County, at guard, number 10, Ethan Salyer. For Perry County Central, at guard, number 23, Mason Sumner. For Magoffin County, at center, number 14, Zane Whitaker. And now introducing the head coaches for the Commodores, Shannon Hoskins, for the Hornets, Scott Castle. Your game officials are Charles Bierbaum, David Anderson, and Jason Johns. The alternate is Dale Andy Thomason.
Let's go!
So we have our starting lineups, and these are not big teams, Gary Crawford. They don't have a lot of size, and yet, boy, strength. There's some guys that I don't know if I want to say I want them running the football or blocking for the guy running the football. There's some good old mountain strength in here, and I sense this will be a game based on the two previous between these teams. These guys are going to really get after each other.
Yeah, Carter Castle comes to mind as being a prototypical linebacker. He very, very strong, strongly built.
And into jump center, it's Kaiser Sloan. He's 6'3", 200-pound senior, and jumping against Magoffin County, Zane Whitaker, who they list at 6'5". Those are the only two guys over about 6'1".
Yeah.
On the floor, tip control by Magoffin County. And they'll head off to the right side of your dial, and the ball in the hands of Ethan Salyer, a little 6-foot senior. Here is Barnett with the ball. Aiden Barnett, 6'2". They list him at 160.
He's bigger than that.
185. And he gets a look at a three, doesn't take it, goes into the lane. Beautiful feed off, laying it up and in.
Yeah, that's
Walker Russell.
Penetration drew the defense, and he dished it off for an easy layup.
2-0. Magoffin County takes the lead. Man-to-man defense by Magoffin County on the left side. Passing up the three-point shot was Tyson Neese. He's a little guy. Hands it off to Carter Castle, and then they work it back out front to Kaiser Sloan, who drives down the lane, a floater from 8 feet.
In and out.
Yeah, backs out, bounces out of there, and the rebound is taken by Zane Whitaker. Here's Barnett down the right side. Can't get a shot away, but forces one up anyway. It rolls off, rebounded by Perry Central's Kaiser Sloan. Barnett, he'll take some bad shots. I mean, he is going to make a lot of shots.
I was going to say, he'll make a lot of bad shots.
He'll make a lot of bad ones, too. Where's number two? There's a cutter going through and powering his way to the rim and putting up a shot as Carter Castle. And he gets fouled on the play. He really kind of looked like it could have almost been an offensive foul, but Grayson Whitaker gets it.
He did lean in to draw the foul. Sometimes with that contact's initiated by the offensive player, they get the call. But this one went McGoffin County's favor.
Carter Castle makes the free throw. They'll try to tie the game at 2-1. I'm not sure if Castle was a football player or not, like Barnett was. But the game is tied at 2 apiece after the free throws are made. And we played a minute and a half of this game. Here is in the game, Dason Burchett Burchett is defending out front against Barnett that time. But now they'll switch back, and it's going to be, or Trayton Woods rather, and Tyson Neese is guarding and giving up some physical size to Barnett, but they're going to put a quicker guy on him. Here's Ethan Salyer with the ball. Hands it off to Barnett on the right wing. Now they swing it over to the left side to Walker Russell, who drives toward the basket. Stops left of the lane. Now they go over on the right side to Zane Whitaker. Whitaker just holds it high above his head and against the Perry Central man-to-man right now. McGoffin County working hard, trying to see if they can get a good look. The ball is tipped away, but Barnett goes and gets it. Inside the six-minute mark here in this opening quarter of action, Barnett drives into the lane, weaves, bobs, and puts it up and in.
Yeah. Again, using that superior strength just to drive the defender back under the basket for an easy little pull-up.
4-2. The lead belongs to McGoffin County, the Hornets, out on top. Here's Trayton Woods. They swing it around the perimeter. Again, they're working against, both teams are man-to-man. Trying to take it down the lane, but then cut off is Woods. Just backs away on the dribble. Now goes right side, goes all the way to the baseline. Hooks a pass back out and flipping it up, and it bounces off by Carter Castle. Rebound of Barnett. Castle takes it away from him. Fans it outside. And they'll kind of reset the offense. 5 minutes to play, opening quarter. It's a 4-2. A little bit of a slow start, I think, for the teams offensively, but credit the defenses so far.
Yeah. Barnett's kind of rubbing his eye. I think he took maybe a finger up to the eye area.
There's a three by Trayton Woods, no good, and all the rebounding underneath was McGoffin County that time, as Zane Whitaker pulls it off the glass and leaves it off to Ethan Salyer. Here's Barnett. Driving top of the lane is Salyer. Whitaker gives it up, gets it back right of the key about 15 feet from the basket, drives left into the lane, top of the lane, and again, no shot there. Back to Barnett. Barnett wants to drive. Crosses over, spins back into the lane, and goes up inside and missed a shot, and the rebound is taken by Carter Castle. So Perry Central gets it back. They're down 4-2. Castle drives into the lane, spins up over Whitaker, and rolls in.
Again, that interior strength there of Castle, just superior on getting the ball to the basket.
Carter Castle has the first 4 points of the game for Perry County Central, and now McGoffin County will see if they... You can tell against a smaller player that Barnett wants to try to drive, wants to get close to the basket if he can. Been able to do that, although... Perry Central trying to give a little help defense. Barnett's got it, dribbles right, goes all the way in, leans in, puts it up off the glass, no good. Thought he was going to get a foul. He would have back of McGoffin County. And Castle comes away with a rebound. Back the other way, up off the glass, missing it is Kaiser Sloan, and again, rebounded by Whitaker. Whitaker brings it himself across the timeline, gives to Barnett. Barnett doesn't have anything. Now deep down in the left corner to Ethan Salyer. And now, top of the key, Whitaker buries a three. Zane Whitaker knocks down a three-point shot. for Goffin County. Moves ahead 7-4. We've got under 3 minutes to play here. They're very quickly moving first quarter. We've had just one foul so far. Team's not turning it over. Down inside, they ran a cut off the right, off the left side, and going under his Castle to get wide open. Lays it up and in. He's got all six of the Perry Central points.
A little different version of a back screen that play then.
7-6. Here is Whitaker over to Barnett. I think they're going to try to keep Barnett from getting good looks beyond the arc. And they're driving for the basket. Whitaker no good, but putting it back up and in is Barnett, but the foul came earlier.
Yeah. Whitaker draws the foul on his initial drive.
The personal foul goes against Kaiser Sloan, the first foul of the quarter in the game against Perry County Central, and we get a timeout. It's 7-6, the lead for McGoffin County, and we'll be back in 90 seconds.
His name is Kelly Johnson. He's a dentist in Mount Sterling, and his reputation is simple. He offers quality care at affordable prices, and you get it from a dentist whose staff truly cares about their patients. The Sterling Family Dental Care Center is located at 100 East High Street in Mount Sterling. Make sure your children have quality dental health care. It'll put your mind at ease. Dr. Johnson can help every member of your family. And when it comes to cosmetic dentistry, you'll get the latest from Sterling Family Dental Care Center, 100 East High Street, Mount Sterling.
Spring savings are here. Through April 2nd at major brands, you'll get an $80 reward card after online submission with purchase of four or more new Michelin passenger or light truck tires totaling $900 or more. Tire purchases under $900 get $60. Celebrate spring with big savings on Michelin tires from major brands Tire and Automotive, Tom's Drive Moorhead, and Wilmont Drive Mount Sterling. Get details at major brands or online at MichelinMan.com. Offer expires 4/2/24. Void where prohibited.
Whitaker Bank knows you need banking to be quick and secure with many mobile banking options. Our 24-hour banking offers bill pay, money transfer between accounts, credit card and loan applications, only to name a few. And check out our mobile deposit. Just open the Whitaker Bank app, snap a couple photos, and hit send. App, snap, deposit. It's that simple. Whitaker Bank is uniquely Kentucky. Member FDIC.
Zane Whitaker at the free throw line as we return to the action. Put up a couple of shots, trying to add to his team's 7-6 lead here. Puts it up and in. He's got his fourth point of the game. .220 left to play here in this opening quarter of action, and Whitaker makes another one. 9-6, the lead for McGoffin County. Barnett, by the way, he's got a full beard. It's an Abe Lincoln with a dimple. And he's got a white headband on. I mean, he's ready for action is what he is. And
absolutely.
He's been quite a player for this team. There's almost a takeaway by McGoffin County. Perry Central gets it back. Left corner, three is up and on the way and good by Trayton Woods. Talked about his three-point shooting. He's getting about 47% on the season from three-point range. He knocks down his first attempt. We're tied at 9 apiece. And going in, Barnett goes in, kisses it off the glass.
This time able to pull up, avoid the charge, and just a little banker from about 8 feet.
He's got four. 11-9, McGoffin County. Perry Central, Woods dribbles left across the screen, keeps the dribble, now gives it back outside to Neese down the left corner. Castle takes it. Now, Kaiser Sloan goes up the lane from 10 feet and knocks down the jumper.
Sloan with a great head fake that time, and the defender just passed him by and found himself wide open.
His first points were tied at 11 apiece and under a minute to play. Opening quarter, McGoffin County's Hornets, Commodores of Perry Central here in this opening game of the 2024 state tournament. Whitaker is out near the timeline looking for somebody to help. Grayson Whitaker takes it from Zane Whitaker. Now Barnett, left side of the lane, goes on the baseline. Reverse layup is good. A very creative He's got six.
Yeah, he's got all the moves.
13-11.
He wants to drive the ball hard to the goals.
18 seconds to go. Possession arrow is with Perry County Central. They're trying to get a basket and at least tie this game up to be in the first quarter. Working with the ball is Woods. Woods can't shake free, but he gets fouled out front. Ethan Salyer is going to get his first foul, the 6-foot senior. Common foul. 5 seconds to go, so Perry Central will have to hurry to get a good shot off here. They get the ball in. Woods dumps it down into Castle, who turns and hits a 10-foot jumper. Castle having a big first quarter. He gets 8 of his team's 13 points. And we are tied at the end of one. 13 apiece for McGoffin County and Perry Central. And we'll be back after we step out 1 minute here on the Gateway Sports Network.
Morning people wake up for peace and quiet. McDonald's breakfast people, we wake up for the sweet rush of getting that warm breakfast right before it ends.
Start your morning off right with a satisfying steak, egg, and cheese bagel, or add a steak patty to your other breakfast faves. Order in the app and get 30% off a purchase of $5 or more.
Ba-da-ba-ba-ba.
Valid once per day through 6/30/24 at participating McDonald's. Excludes taxes. Must opt into rewards.
Available at your Scott Family McDonald's in Mount Sterling.
Kentucky Petroleum Supply is dedicated to serving the petroleum needs of the Gateway area. Locally owned and operated since 1983. If you need fuel on the farm or on the construction site, call Kentucky Petroleum Supply. If you need a tank, Kentucky Petroleum Supply can handle that too. Mention this ad for special pricing. Kentucky Petroleum Supply. You call, we haul. 744-7778. That's 744-7778. Kentucky Petroleum Supply is a proud supporter of Montgomery County Athletics.
Well, one quarter into this game, hey, it's Mountain basketball. The defense has been pretty good, though, and McGoffin County's 5 of 8 from the field, made their only 3. Perry Central's 5 of 9 from the field. They made 1 of 2 threes. Not a lot of rebounds to be had. As far as offensive rebounds go, we haven't had one yet. These are two fundamental teams.
They block out, and they don't commit a lot of fouls.
Perry Central with the ball. They have a chance to take the lead for the first time of the game today. They go down inside. Castle, ball fake, goes up, and he puts it in. Castle may be 6-1, but he's...
He plays bigger than that. He just knows how to wait for the opportunity to people to clear so he can get his shot.
15-13. Here's Barnett driving down the lane. Goes up from 12 feet and fell a little bit short.
A little short.
Rebound taken by Kaiser Sloan. Quickly down is Woods. He goes up from about 17 feet on the left side and knocks down the jumper.
Good transition basket by Perry Central.
17-13. A 4-point lead quickly for Perry Central. And they have now scored the last 6 points of the game. Less than a minute into this second quarter of play. Goffin County shooting into the red Perry Central background down on that end of the floor right now. Here driving in back to Whitaker. Barnett is over on the left side right now. They've got Kaiser Sloan on Whitaker, a taller player. Barnett takes it out on the left wing, kind of wants a little clear out. He's going to drive for the basket, got around the defender and laid it in.
Got an absolute clean shot.
17-15.
Interesting, the defense kind of isolated him over there. Or
he may not be fast, but he sure is quick.
He is.
17-15. Perry Central with the lead in the ball. Driving. Sloan there gives it off. Castle down the lane. He charged, I think.
Yep. They called the charge.
Standing in there to take the punishment was Zane Whitaker, and the foul is on Carter Castle. His first of the second quarter on either team. 6:23 to play before halftime.
Castle had a little conversation with one of the officials on the way back to let him know that he thought it was a block.
So, trying to tie the game down, McGoffin County down off to our right. And Barnett lost the ball. He started to dribble and lost it on his hip, picked up by Perry Central. They don't have numbers, but Woods is down the left side. has the dribble. A good crossover. Goes to the baseline and missed the shot. Might have been partially blocked. Rebounded. How about that recovery right there that was made by Salyer, but then restolen by Perry Central.
A little ragged right there.
Salyer was not looking for the ball.
No, it just came to him.
And he felt it. And he immediately dribbled it. But now we get a timeout. Perry Central with 5:44 left in the first half of play. Perry Central with a two-point lead. We'll return in a half minute.
Get the coverage you need for a fair price at Limestone Agency. We are celebrating 175 years of doing business right here in Mount Sterling. Stop by and see Brenda, Julie, Cheryl, or Ashley to get a quote from Auto Owners Insurance Company. Limestone Agency is proud to have called Mount Sterling home for the past 175 years. Call us today at 498-3410.
McGoffin County Coach Scott Castle right now is saying, I knew I should have gotten Carter to come over and move to McGoffin County, and we'd be in a lot better shape right now. His nephew, Carter Castle of Perry Central, has 10 of the 17 points already for Perry Central. Woods, top of the key, dribbles in, gives to Castle, but he's in the lane. Didn't have anything. Gives it up. Here's Sloan driving, puts it up, leaves it short. Good defense by McGoffin County. They rebound and hand it off to Barnett.
Both Hill. These teams are really dedicated to driving the ball hard.
And there's Barnett driving through the defense and lays it up and in, and he's got 10, and we are tied at 17. 2, 4, 9, 11, 13, and 17. We've had six ties so far in this game. Just under five to play in the first half. Here's Woods. Hands it off at long range to Nice, who fires it up and in. He was right on the three-point line. It only counts two, 19-17, Perry Central. Barnett being fouled, but they let the contact occur. Barnett spins inside, fans it left corner. Three-point shot is up and no good by Walker Russell.
Just a little long.
They're going to let him play. I mean, Barnett's facing a lot of, but it didn't bother him. Here's Woods.
Way short.
A three that does not draw iron, goes out of bounds. And McGoffin County will have it. The Hornets bench right in front of us. Coach Castle is, he doesn't sit in a chair. He kneels down, stands up. Here down across the timeline comes Salyer. Now Barnett behind the back on the right side. Can't get away
Barnett
from Woods.
Looking for that seam.
He backs up, didn't get a shot. Goes down the baseline. Moving into the lane, we get a whistle and an offensive foul. It'll be called on Walker Russell.
Russell
lowered that shoulder.
Again, he ducked and lowered his shoulder. And he's telling the coach, I need a break.
He will come out of the game and be replaced by Reed Meadows, a 6'1 senior. And McGoffin County, they're going to pick up early. It's a zone press.
Yeah, the 1-2-2 zone.
Woods with it down the left side, and they got 10 seconds.
10 seconds.
3:40 to play here in this first half, and on the very first time they go to the full court press, and Shannon Hoskins said, I know one thing, when I was playing, we'd never get a 10-second count. I was already at the goal. We probably shot it twice in 10 seconds. Here's Barnett. Top of the key. He's going to fire a three. No good. Long rebound. Gets tipped, and it goes out of bounds. It'll stay with McGoffin County. Tipping that ball out was Tyson Nice.
Well, buddy's flying around down under the basket that time, Dan. Everybody's okay.
Bo Bacon's going to come in for McCombie, and that is not B-A-C-O-N, it's B-A-K-U-N. Bo Bacon into the game. Bacon's a 6'1 junior. McGoffin County in the basket. They get it over to Whitaker, puts it up and missed it. Couldn't find the backboard there. Yeah. He didn't know exactly where he was. Rebounded by Perry Central.
Transition
driving
again.
Ball knocked out of bounds. Trying to go to the basket was Kaiser Sloan, and defending him, Grayson Whitaker, a 5'10 senior, knocked it away and out of bounds. It'll be played by Perry Central under their own basket. Here we go with the entry pass into Woods, who's wide open for a three, right wing, and rolled off. Rebound tipped, battle for, picked up.
Go.
Walker, or rather coming Whitaker. Down with the ball, is Grayson Whitaker. Stops from 15, but missed his shot. And the rebound is taken by Perry Central. Out there with it comes Landon Miller, who's into the game. Castle gives back to Woods, driving for the basket. A pretty play. Woods lays it up and in. He's got seven.
Defender
21-17.
Defender was right there to block it, but Woods able to adjust his shot and lay it in.
Here is Barnett driving left side. Powers up his shot and banks it in. That's just
that's
raw
his game,
strength.
Dan. His game is to drive hard to the basket and get that 10-footer or less.
21-19. Perry Central down. Possibly a walk right there they got away with. Landon Miller out beyond the top of the key. He keeps the dribble now. Hands it off to Woods. Woods is being defended by Grayson Whitaker.
Gives a thumbs up out there. I don't know what the thumbs up play is yet, but
Castle takes it, and they try a back cut, and they get to Woods, who gets his shot blocked from behind by Zane Whitaker, and McGoffin County can tie the game. Barnett driving, goes up. Well, it rattles around and came out.
All the way down and got rattled out.
Minute 49 to play in the half. Perry Central by two. Game about what we expected, just a little lower scoring than what we might have expected it to be, but the defenses are playing hard. Here's Woods, right wing. Gives it back out near the timeline to Kaiser Sloan. Sloan's going to drive, gets by his man, goes for the basket. Missed a driving layup.
He
got fouled. And let's see who that's going to be against. McGoffin County's Reed Meadows. His first, team foul number three. A couple of shots are coming, but that won't happen until we return. 1:28 left in a quickly moving first half that has Perry Central leading McGoffin County 21-19. We'll be back in 90 seconds.
Since 1831, McCormick Machinery has been shaping the American landscape. Today, McCormick Tractors continue to meet the needs of America's farmers across the land. We offer an extensive lineup of tractor models ranging from 24 to over 300 horsepower with the right features and technology to fit your farming needs. Your local McCormick dealer in Mount Sterling, Amberge's Farm Machinery, 530 South Queen Street, Mount Sterling, 859-498-1113, or visit Amberge's Farm Machinery.
Doug Garrett is a man who loves comfort. So when Doug's stocking his amazing showroom at Garrett Furniture in downtown Carlisle, you'll find so many comfortable things to fill your home and make life more comfortable. Doug also believes in quality. So Garrett's is stocked with furnishings that look great and are built to last. Comfort, quality, longevity. Just three of the many reasons to make Garrett Furniture in Carlisle your first choice when buying for your home. Visit Garrett Furniture, downtown Carlisle. You'll be glad you did.
Kaufman Mortuary Parlor understands the economical stress our country is in, which reflects on all of us individually. Unfortunately, death is something we cannot alter. But fortunately, you now have an economical choice during these times. At Kaufman Mortuary Parlor, we offer a full-service funeral home experience. We have a beautiful, quaint chapel to handle the small and private services, but the use of churches or a facility of your choice is offered to handle your larger service needs. People caring for people. Kaufman Mortuary Parlor, located on South Queen Street.
Perry Central has Kaiser Sloan, a 6'3", 200-pound senior at the free throw line, to shoot a couple of free throws here. Team up by two, puts it up and in. A little bit surprised that Perry Central isn't a better free throw shooting team on the season than they have been, about 65%. I expect anybody up in the mountains to be a 70 and above, but he made a pair there. He's got 4 points, 23-19, the lead for Perry Central.
Nobody's missed a free throw in this game yet.
Here's McGoffin County trying to edge a little closer right here. And right now, Barnett is down low on the left side. He flashes out. They give it to him beyond the top of the key.
He's looking for that... That one little space, because he's going to drive hard. Here comes the pick.
Whitaker setting the screen.
Pick
Castle trying to pick him up and does. Barnett dribbles between the legs, takes it in the lane, goes up from 10, bounces off.
Yeah.
Rebound.
Very Central
trying to run. And there's Woods. Oh, he got caught and walked. He went airborne, and then a defender came by. And he wasn't going to be able to get the shot off, and he came back down and traveled with the ball. Turnovers, though, four on Magoffin County, two on Perry Central so far, right at the end of the first half. So, it's been a well-played game. Every aspect, I think, so far. Ethan Salyer with it. Here is Whitaker. Free throw line, drives in on the left, goes up against Castle, missed the shot. Rebound claimed by Kaiser Sloan.
Whitaker that time just kind of got caught in an awkward position, tried to shoot around the edge of the backboard.
16 seconds to play. Perry Central playing for that final shot down to the timeline. They get it to Woods. Bounces to Castle, who gets his shot blocked, but a foul will be against Zane Whitaker.
Yeah, Zane obviously had a height advantage. Must have got him a little bit across the arm when he tried to block.
6.4 seconds to go. Two shots. And Castle, I mean, it's like he didn't even take any time. He doesn't look at the basket.
No, he almost
just grabs the ball, throws it in, and it goes in. I mean, he's had a big first half, although he got 8 of his now 11 points, now 12 in the first quarter. And there's a steal. Perry Central, a deep three is
no good.
Tip, no good. And the first half comes to an end. So as we come to halftime, it's the biggest lead of the first half for either team. Perry Central has the advantage on Magoffin County. 25-19 here at the break. Don't go away. We'll be back. Our halftime show coming up after we step out a couple of minutes on the Gateway Sports Network.
Carl's Produce on the bypass in Mount Sterling is such a special place with so many things to offer. And if you need storage space, Carl can really help. Go to Carl's, check out all the storage buildings they have. They can tailor make one just for you. And why pay storage rental when you can own your own building on your own property? Carl's Produce, just one of the many, many special things they have are the great storage buildings that they can craft just to meet your needs. Stop by and see Kyle today.
With Bad Boy's patented Easy Ride and Gen 2 independent suspension, heavy-duty American-made steel construction, and legendary muscle, there's no more that brings more comfort, durability, power, and value to mowing pros and homeowners than a Bad Boy mower. Mow with an attitude. It's the driving force behind every mower we build in the good old USA. Our promise to lead the industry in innovation and performance. See Montgomery Tractor Sales in Mount Sterling and Flemingsburg. Mow with an attitude.
Every day at your Mount Sterling and Owingsville Save-A-Lot stores, they do so many things to help make your grocery shopping experience simple, easy, and affordable. Every day, their experienced meat cutters begin with quality products and turn them into great things for you to bring to the table for your family. You'll find great products and great savings in every department. Don't spend money that you can easily save every day. And check out that quality meat department at the Mount Sterling and Owingsville Save-A-Lot stores.
Town and Country Home Decor in Mount Sterling is the place to go when you're building or remodeling your home. There's unfinished, painted, and stained cabinets, in-stock flooring, countertops, jet coat shower systems, vanities, plumbing and electrical supplies, wood stoves and gas logs, and yes, more, like Delta faucets and Echo power equipment. Best of all, Town and Country Home Decor is locally owned and operated, and they can help when others can't. Right next to Mann Chrysler, 803 Alexa Drive, Mount Sterling, Town and Country Home Decor.
Dan Manley, Gary Crawford with you at halftime here at Rupp Arena, this opening game of the UK Healthcare Sweet 16. And Gary, except that for the fact that we don't have as many points as I thought we'd have, it's been the battle that I thought we would get.
Well, it has. Both teams play just a real tight man-to-man. And what we've seen is they've been dominated on the inside. Both teams try to get the ball to the basket and dominate in there. And neither team shooting particularly well, 45% for Perry Central and Magoffin County only 42%, but they're 100% from free throws.
As far as the scoring, Carter Castle averages 14 points a game. Carter Castle's got 12 already. On the other side, Aiden Barnett, he averages 29.4 points a game, and he's got 12 here at halftime. So Barnett is in line to kind of do what he normally does. Big surprise here is that Grayson Whitaker, who averages better than 12 points a game, he did not score in that first half of play for McGoffin County. And Zane Whitaker did get five, but Grayson was scoreless. And on the season, Zane Whitaker averages right at 11 points a game. So
he's on target to get his average. But it'll be very interesting to see what adjustments are made at the half with Perry County putting together a little run there toward the end of the second quarter.
Individual scoring in the first half for McGoffin County. Aiden Barnett with a dozen. He was 6 of 13 from the field. Missed his only three. Did not get to the line. Zane Whitaker with 5 points. Russell Walker with two. And then you had Grayson Whitaker, Ethan Salyer, Noah Sammons, and Reed Meadows, who got into the game but did not score. Perry County Central is led in the first half by Carter Castle with a dozen points. He was 4 of 5 from the field, 4 of 4 from the line, and has 4 rebounds. 7 points for Trayton Woods, a little guard who was 3 of 8 from the field, made 1 3 and 4 tries. 4 points for Kaiser Sloan along with 6 rebounds. But Kaiser 1 of 5 from the field, and Bison Nice, 1 of 2 from the field for 2 points. Mason Sumner, who started, Bo Bacon and Landon Miller, did not score in the game. And I tell you what, every time I look at that name, Bo Bacon, B-A-K-U-N, I want to, shouldn't I be saying Bacoon or, you know, something other than just Bacon?
Absolutely.
But
you know, the stat, Ben, that sticks out to me just looking at the first half? One offensive rebound for each team.
Yeah, and that was a rebound by Kaiser Sloan for Perry Central, and McGoffin County was a rebound where the ball got knocked out of bounds, I think, and they got credit for an offensive rebound there. I mean, the score was tied 6 times. The lead changed hands only once, and McGoffin County only led by as many as 3 points, and Perry County Central has that 6-point lead, their largest that they have right now. We'll be back. More coming on our halftime show after we step out 90 seconds. You're listening to the Gateway Sports Network.
This is Dr. Matt Thompson, Superintendent of Montgomery County Schools, giving every child in Montgomery County an opportunity to receive an excellent education in a safe environment is the goal of our board, administrators, teachers, and staff. It's an awesome responsibility we share. We play a vital role along with parents and guardians, and we understand the significance and the role we play in helping you give your child the best possible chance of a happy and successful future. Let's all do everything we can to achieve success for our students and for our community.
BMC Contracting LLC has been serving the construction industry for over 3 decades from their Mount Sterling location. It all begins with site preparation. When business and industry leaders need a new location, they know to call on BMC so that their worksite location works. They grade and drain, seed and straw. They know how to control erosion to ensure the site meets the company's needs. Their knowledgeable team and the right equipment for the job result in satisfied customers. Put their team to work, BMC, for the right job at the right price.
Museums are a great way to gain a better perspective and enrich your connection to the past. Morehen invites you to come explore our museums. The Rowan County Veterans Museum is dedicating to honoring our veterans and preserving military artifacts and their history. At the Morehead History and Railroad Museum, you can learn about the railroads that ran through our county, as well as see model trains and vintage artifacts that will spark your curiosity and sense of wonder. Learn more at visitmorehead.com.
Gary Crawford, I make no apology. I'm trying to finish a Susan Dearborn chocolate chip cookie during the break. And how good is that?
The cookie's really, really, really good. And we're going to have to either chew faster or take a longer break.
Take a long. Yeah, that's only two things you can do. Looking at the other statistics from that first half of play, Pace Central made 9 of 20 field goal attempts for 45%, only hit 1 of 5 threes. Goffin County, 8 of 19, 42.1%, made 1 of 3 three-point field goal attempts. McGoffin County would like to take more threes, but Perry Central doing a good job of being right up on them and not allowing them to get off. I mean, the opportunities to score for McGoffin County pretty much have been when Aiden Barnett takes the ball to the basket.
Yeah, and they get that little, he's got a great pull-up to that from about 8, 10 feet, and he gets a crack. He's going straight to the hole with it.
So rebounding, 11 for Perry Central, 10 for McGoffin County. Turnovers, 5 on the Hornets of McGoffin County, only 3 on Perry County Central. No points off turnovers in the entire first half for either team. No second chance points. No fast break points. No points off the bench. Down in the paint, McGoffin County, again with Barnett taking the ball to the basket, they lead points in the paint 14-10. Gary Crawford, of course, is rejoined. How many years since you've been right here?
It's been 5, as a matter of fact.
Gosh, time does fly when you're not having any fun.
Last time I did was pre-COVID. It was 2019, I believe.
Down in Vero Beach has turned out to be pretty good, hasn't it?
Turned out real well, yes. Family's there. Grandchildren are there, so how can you do any better than that?
And Sandy Koufax is there. I mean,
Sandy Koufax is there, yeah.
A lot of Kentucky people there.
Cliff Hagan's there.
Cliff Hagan is there, wow.
Yeah, and a bunch of other people are there during the winter from all around Kentucky.
Well, next time you see Cliff, tell him you were working with a guy who's named after him, because my middle name is Clifton, after Cliff Hagan, my dad. It didn't work out, but,
he had a good idea.
Dan Swartz and Cliff Hagan were my namesakes, and Dan Swartz is going into the KHSAA Hall of Fame now, of course, posthumously, but certainly very deserving new member of the KHSAA Hall of Fame. As we look ahead to this second half, Perry Central, if I'm coaching, I'm going to say, guys, great job defensively. Mm-hmm. Just keep doing it.
Absolutely. That defense is swarming and denying the three-pointer, actually. Can't get it up. So they're forcing to take the dribble and try to get to the goal off the bounce. And they've got a lot of good health defense in there. So,
now, as far
so good.
Yeah, as far as what McGoffin County has done defensively, it's been good. It hasn't been as tight as the Perry Central defense. I think one of the reasons that Perry Central has a six-point lead is they've been able to get a little better look at the basket.
Yeah.
Even though, you know, they haven't shot, but they made 9 of 20 and McGoffin County made 8 of 19, but they have been able to get better looks. Just watching players warm up, and Barnett, he's just kind of resting right now. He's firing up some threes, so he feels like he has the range if he gets opportunities. But I think more than anything, he's just trying to save as much energy as he can. He hadn't moved around much. And in this, as we look at the crowd around, that again, this is the crowds, Gary. I don't know if they'll ever come back completely again.
Well,
this is a good crowd for an opening session. But will we ever have that 19,000 crowd for a high school basketball game here again?
Yeah, I can remember, and I'm not good with the years, but I remember a Friday night game here in Rupp with Madison Central, and I'm trying to think of maybe it was Bourbon County back when. And this place was rocking. It was full of people, and it was rocking on a Friday night quarterfinal.
Yeah, Marion County and Mason County played one time on a Friday night too. That's the crowd that I remember because I was back in the outside the arena, and when I came back in just before the game was going to start, really, wow! I mean, you thought Kentucky was playing, and it was Tennessee in here rather than the Netherlands AAU or something, which sometimes does play in Rupp Arena.
Yeah, absolutely.
Kentucky in the NCAA. They have an NCAA party down there in Florida, Vero Beach. They'll be watching together, won't they?
There's a very dedicated group of people that get together that have Kentucky ties, and basically they have a Wildcat watch party scheduled for Thursday night, and again on Saturday. You might know a few people that show up at the watch party. Ralph Packer is there. Ralph's been nursing his lovely wife, Marilyn. She had a really bad fall and has been hardly ever hear of this, but she fractured her femur in the fall. And so she's been under the weather. He's been keeping close tabs on her for a while.
I want to say hello to Bonnie, and she's listening down there in Vero Beach. You're his wife.
She is.
And also I want to say hello to Mike Crow and his wife over in Powell County that listen on a regular basis. We appreciate everybody who chooses to join us and listen to the games. We'll begin the second half. 6-point lead for Perry Central to start it off, and we'll return in 30 seconds.
Are you ready to turn your dream of owning a home into a reality? Look no further than Traditional Bank, your trusted partner in making home ownership a breeze. With a dedicated mortgage lending team and local decision makers, home financing just got better. Traditional Bank's competitive rates and faster loan closings, along with our best-in-class service, opens the door to your dream home. Find a local lender at traditionalbank.com/lenders. Traditional Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Still want to pass along for people in the Mount Sterling area. Ken and Sharon Tippett have got a chance to talk to them for a few minutes before the game today. They were here last week during the girls' tournament. They're back for this opening session, and it's always great to see them. Of course, Ken, teacher and coach, Sharon, a teacher and coach at Mount Sterling High School a long time ago, and then spent a lot of years in Woodford County. And Magoffin County, boy, they went right off the bat.
Yeah, right to
Zane Whitaker.
Zane,
and he got a lay-in off the pass from Aiden Barnett.
At 6'5", he's got a little bit of a height advantage physically, and it went right to him.
25-21, so Magoffin County scores in just seconds. Perry Central outside. Woods fires a three, no good. And there's the rebound by Magoffin County. Racing out of there with it is Ethan Salyer. And gets it down, goes down the baseline. Walker Russell got trapped inside, put up a bad shot, it looked like. I think he had a little bump, too.
Yeah. Trapped behind the goal there a little bit. Had to try to shoot it almost over the backboard from where he was.
Perry Central, again, up by four. We are a minute into this second half. Woods to Castle. They gave Castle a lot of daylight. He didn't want to shoot that three. He wants to go inside.
He's going
to
drive it hard.
And he, breaking for the basket, Wood lays it up and in.
Wood is crafty. He basically just never stops moving.
I bet Woods and Castle, I bet they played more basketball together over the years than you can imagine. Although, and they're both juniors, too, for this Perry Central team. Here is Barnett on the three-point line on the right wing being defended.
Barnett's waiting for the screen.
Kaiser Sloan guarding him. He goes down inside. A leaner. No good. Thought he'd get a foul. Didn't.
There's a rebound.
Rebounded up and in by Walker Russell. Back to a four-point game. 27-23. Teams matching field goals here in the early part of this third quarter. Here is Perry Central with Castle just to the right of the top of the key. Hands it off to Nice. And now back to Castle, who does shoot the three.
It rolls in.
Well, did that ball have some strange English on it?
It did. It hit the left edge of the rim and then came back.
He's got 14 and back to a six-point lead again, 29-23. Dribbling outside. Ethan Salyer near the timeline, gives over to Barnett. Barnett looks for a screen, goes against it, goes inside left baseline, puts it up too hard. Rebound by Mason Sumner, then taken away by Barnett, then we get a foul.
No, they call it a kick, Dan.
Call it a kick.
Barnett.
Perry Central is going to get the ball.
Tried to steal the ball and get it with his foot. So.
And now here's the full court press, and we get a timeout taken by Perry County Central. Coach Shannon Hoskins motioning for his team and say, what's up, guys? I think they probably talked about that in the locker room, but they didn't react like they had. 5:32 to go, third quarter. Perry Central with the ball is a six-point lead when we come back in 30 seconds.
When it comes to senior health care in this area, Windsor Care Center, a part of Regency Care of Mount Sterling LLC, has gained a reputation over the last half century of providing quality care through caring professionals that treat your family like their family. They offer physical, occupational, and speech therapy programs designed to give your loved one the best quality of life possible. With dedicated personnel in a positive environment, they'll give your loved one the best chance for the best outcome. Windsor Care Center, treating you like family.
Perry Central has the ball as they try to add to a six-point lead, which has been their biggest of the game so far. Full court press going on. Barnett trying to stay with Woods. Pass comes in. Mason Sumner dribbles down the right side, gets it ahead to Castle in the right corner. He's covered up. Now taking it out near the timeline is Tyson Neese. Woods works on the right side. Neese dribbles in, hands to Woods. Dribbles toward the lane, open 17-footer, left it short.
Short.
Rebounded by Ethan Salyer. Here's Barnett driving. Good take all the way. Pulls up from 15 feet and threw a pass that was taken away. Woods goes the other way. Goes under, knocked out of bounds. And a nice defensive play by Grayson Whitaker.
You think Grayson and... Is that his brother, you think?
But they're both seniors. I tend...
No, they're not twins.
To think, they do look an awfully lot alike.
But they do.
Yeah. Probably a set of pandemic twins.
Yeah.
Maybe the year somebody decided to take an extra year. Here is the ball over on the left side with Woods.
Oh.
Woods got hit and fouled. They had to call that one.
Yeah.
Outside. It's going to be on Ethan Salyer, and that'll be his second. And the fouls here in the second half. That's the very first one on either team. And Perry Central will inbound the ball. Tyson Neese with it. Barnett guarding him out near the timeline. And there's his ball knocked away, and Barnett comes up with it. He got fouled.
He fouled immediately.
Woods.
Probably saved the basket.
Yeah, Woods inadvertently, he caught him in the Adam's apple.
Yeah.
That's painful. That's the first foul of the second half on Perry Central. Cleanly played game for the most part. Cleanly officiated game, I think. Haven't been any controversy so far. No coaches screaming and yelling or fans upset. Just watching a good basketball game. McGoffin County needing points. Down by six. Back cut. Barnett goes in right side. Lays it up. No good. We get a collision. And put back up and in by Walker Russell. Barnett gets up hobbling a little bit. The basket makes it a four-point game. Barnett, guess he's going to be okay. He heads on down the floor.
I think you're right, Dan. They're letting them play some.
And Castle inside. Castle is fouled. And that's going to be a blocking foul.
On Whitaker.
On Whitaker. That happened before he made a basket.
Castle that time drove right into Whitaker and with a little spin move to the basket, and Whitaker could not keep up with him. He just tried to take a charge but didn't quite make it.
Zane Whitaker,
oh,
the second foul, and there's Woods driving to the basket. tried to split a double team, and one of the double teamers was Walker Russell, who gets his second foul. That's the third team foul, and it's going to be a shooting opportunity for Trayton Woods. T-R-A-Y-T-E-N. He's a junior. Has 9 points, and the free throw is up and no good.
First one we've missed.
Castle's a junior. Woods is a junior.
McGoffin County is going to call a 30-second timeout here.
It's 29-25, the lead. And we'll be back in a half minute.
There's a sale every Thursday at the Paris Stockyards. Sales begin at 9 a.m. They receive cattle every Wednesday from 8 a.m. all the way till 9 p.m. And don't forget the state graded sheep and goat sale on the first and third Tuesday of each month beginning at 2 p.m. The Paris Stockyards, they've earned a reputation as area's premier stockyards for treating the customer right whether they're buying or selling. It's farmers doing business with farmers. The Paris Stockyards, 1120 Millsburg Road. Give them a call. 987-1977.
3:54 left here in the third quarter. 29-25, Perry Central with the lead. I must say, Coach Scott Castle in front of us seems extremely calm.
Very, very calm.
Here at the free throw line again is Woods, who missed a free throw, shooting the second one. Puts it up and in. He's got 10, and it is 30-25. Perry Central with the lead. Barnett runs by, and he's still kind of pulling around his right eye. And there's a back cut, but they take it away. Good D, and then Barnett goes back and gets it.
And got fouled.
And got fouled. He take it away because the pass was not good. Barnett just stayed right with the play against Tyson Neese.
Neese, yeah.
So, common foul. Goffin County, it comes in to Barnett, who just leaves it off with Walker Russell, who fires a three up there, no good. High rebound by Whitaker. Back outside. Three-point shot is no good by Ethan Salyer. Put back up and in.
He probably hit Russell. Russell probably was fouled, but no call.
30-27. Now driving in, Kaiser goes up, missed a shot, rebound, Walker Russell.
Russell's dominating the boards.
Kaiser slows to get it. Barnett goes through, gets back tapped. The other way comes Woods. Woods goes into the lane, spins, and puts it up and in with the left hand.
Left hand. Nice move.
Creighton Woods. Big time play there, 32-29. So chance to cut to one or tie the game with a three, and now it's back to a five-point game.
And Perry Central's gone to his zone.
Cross-court pass over here to Salyer. Left corner, Walker. Russell misses a three-point shot and rebounded again by Perry Central. If you get an offensive rebound in this game, they should really call timeout, give you some kind of an award. You're just
it's
not many to be had.
Very physical.
Here on the left side, getting open for a 17-foot jump shot that's no good. As Mason Sumner might be the first shot he's taken in the game. Running down and getting the ball knocked away, but recovering is Ethan Salyer. Now Barnett goes down the lane.
Misses.
He hits the deck. Missed a shot. Rebound the other way. Cross-court pass, left corner. Sumner fires a three, no good. Rebound put back up and in. There's the offensive rebound. Kaiser Sloan. And with a minute 59 to play in the third quarter, a seven-point lead, biggest of the game, at 34-27 for Perry Central. We get a timeout, and we'll be back in 30 seconds.
Your tax refund gets you more at Furniture World Superstore. Redecorate with your refund. Refurnish with your refund. Furniture World has thousands of items in stock, in style, and on sale. Do more with your tax refund and get the furniture and mattresses you need at the price you want. Plus, interest-free financing for up to 2 full years. Now at Furniture World Superstore. 356 Pinecrest Drive in Moorhead and on Maysville Road, Mount Sterling. Closed Sunday. See store for details.
Minute 59 to go here in this third quarter of action, and now a seven-point lead for Perry County Central, and that seems like a whole bunch. It can,
it does.
It could go away in a hurry, but it seems like a lot.
Perry County was out ahead by six at the half, and then they cut it way back to where they were within one possession. McCoffin County was within one possession, and then Perry County has made another run here, and it feels like it's more difference than the scoreboard indicates.
How about Barnett's hairstyle, Gary? What would you call that?
Well, you know, I'm not one to talk about hairstyles.
It
looks pretty good to me.
Well, it's
going, compliments his beard.
It's going a million different directions, and yet it has the appearance of having been combed out very carefully. Now, I don't know about that, but that's the best description that I can give. Right now, Aiden Barnett, who has, in this second half, not scored, and he needs points.
Yeah, he needs points, and he is he's hit the deck a lot. They're really playing him very physically.
Driving right baseline.
That's
and going up, Walker Russell, he got fouled. He'll shoot two.
That's Sloan, I believe, with the foul.
Kaiser Sloan gets his second personal foul. And now, before we get the free throws, we're going to have a timeout again. This is the so-called media timeout with a minute 42 left to play in the third quarter. A seven-point Perry Central lead when we come back in 90 seconds.
Cars, trucks, SUVs, new and used. We've got a deal waiting for you. See me, Jordan Hiley, at Dutchess Chevy Ford in Mount Sterling.
Oh, if you're looking, here's the word. Get the deal that you deserve.
At Dutchess Chevy Ford, right next to Walmart on the bypass in Mount Sterling.
And on the web at DutchessAuto.com.
If time is really money, why not let Clark's Pump and Shop help save you both? Every Clark's Pump and Shop is designed for convenience. If you're in a terrible hurry, just pay at the pump and get right back on the road. And if you're having a snack attack, come in for hot coffee, cold drinks, and snack items to satisfy your craving. Try the mobile app or website for exclusive deals and loyalty rewards. Clark's Pump and Shop, Moorhead, Winchester, Flemingsburg, West Liberty, and Vanceburg. Return, refresh, refuel. Clark's Pump and Shop.
Reliable, customized, and simple. That's what insurance should be. Add in attentive service, and that's what you can expect from us at People's Exchange Insurance. This is Bill Whitaker, and I'd like to help you protect what matters to you most. Life is full of unexpected twists and turns, and that's why we offer a wide variety of insurance products. Whether it's protecting your home, your autos, or providing for your family when they need it most, we've got you covered. Stop by and see me at People's Exchange Bank next to Lowe's on the bypass, or give me a call at 859-498-2008. People's Exchange Insurance, your trusted insurance partner.
Walker Russell had just 2 points at halftime, but has eight in the game now, trying to move to double figures. A free throw is up, and it bounces in.
Rolls around. Got, he gets some extra points, Dan, I think, for getting that much of the rim and still keeping it in the basket.
Walker Russell is a sophomore.
Good-looking
and,
sophomore.
Yeah, he is. Everybody else on this starting unit, they're all seniors. And I think what's going on is there's a steal by Walker Russell. He puts it up and in. He's got 10 in this quarter. And all of a sudden, it's 34-31. And down underneath, and a little reverse layup is up and good by Kaiser Sloan. So
Sloan with a dandy move.
Quick offense we get, 36-31. Down is Russell again, and he missed a shot. And on the rebound, we're going to get a foul on Barnett.
Russell thought he got fouled, and I did too. But Barnett, trying to clean up the miss, went over the back of Perry Central.
36-31, so Perry Central with the ball. Almost a steal, but and one of the McGoffin County players, Ethan Salyer, he was looking at that. He questioned the official. He said, hey, he hit that ball off of Perry Central, but official, if that was the way it was, the official didn't see it that way. Again, the press is on. Hey, when you knock the ball out, maybe it's when you knock the ball out of bounds.
Yeah.
Immediately look at the official and point that you get to keep the ball. But the officials will not buy that very often.
Not very often, no.
Inbounding the ball is Trayton Woods, looking, gets it down in the corner to Kaiser Sloan. And there's Barnett
again,
tipping the ball out of bounds.
Tell you what, McGoffin County is making, getting the ball in and across the half court line pretty difficult right now.
Having seen Barnett play a couple of football games, I can tell you it's interesting to see him out here on the basketball floor. I know why he's such a good football player, just watching the way he plays this game. And there, this time
it does go
Perry
off. Perry
Central gets all the way down. Looked like they might get a layup, and coming in here and knocking the ball away was Whitaker, and out of bounds. And
good recovery there.
Yeah. 1 minute to play in the third quarter. McGoffin County. Perry Central has a possession arrow. Here's a cross-court pass over to Walker Russell. Now he's looking for Barnett. Instead goes to Whitaker. Back over to Russell, who drives on the right baseline. Cut off. Double team.
Got pushed.
He got fouled. Now that, compared with what we've seen otherwise in the game,
that was ticky-tack.
That was ticky-tack. Landon Miller gets. There's the, you just checked in, I'm going to call a foul on you. That's what I used to always think.
Yeah, want to make sure you get something in the scorebook.
I think that's the fourth foul, but it is at number five. Now, I've only got four, but they're checking. Yeah, Kenny Bourne now says, yes, it's only four. No free throws. Of course, on the fifth foul of each quarter now, you shoot free throws. Pass comes into Zane Whitaker, who gives back out at long range.
Into Whitaker again.
And back into Zane, lays it up and in. Right baseline.
Zane did a great job that time, catching the ball up high and keeping it up high.
He's got nine, 36-33.
Well, they're going to call the foul.
And we got a foul. The foul is going to go against Aiden Barnett.
His second.
Coach Scott Castle was up and giving the walk call to the official.
Well, he did walk after he was pushed.
Tyson Neese is at the line. He has 2 points on a field goal in the game so far. And the free throw is up and good. One of the reasons I think Perry Central is surprised to be in this state tournament, they are a young team, though. And another free throw is up and good. They're going to be, next year, you expect them to be so much better. Just a year of experience for everybody.
Yeah.
Here, cross-court pass, Russell Walker. Or Walker Russell, whichever you like. They're driving the baseline, going in. Laying it up and missing it. Looked like a foul. Put back up and in.
Whitaker.
Lane Whitaker going to work on the offensive glass, and we got a one-score game at the end of three quarters. Perry County Central, 38. McGoffin County, 35. That's where we'll start quarter number four coming up in just a minute.
Do you make quick decisions, jump in and see what happens, or do you think long and hard about that decision and the implications to your future? Marriage, new career, kids, new house, or even retirement. You want to make the best decision. And most everyone hopes to retire only once.
At Family Wealth Group, we are here to help.
We are trained, licensed professionals who know the questions to ask to help get you started and keep you on the path to your ideal retirement.
Our teams work together with you to ensure you know your options and make the right choice for your future.
To start your search, attend an event or set up an appointment with one of our financial advisors. Go to thefamilywealthgroup.com or call us at 859-309-0349. With offices in Lexington, Georgetown, Harrodsburg, London, or Somerset, we are here to help.
Family Wealth Group is an independent financial services firm and uses a variety of different strategies. Investments are offered through FWG Investments, LLC, and this advertisement is for informational purposes only and not intended to address any specific investment objectives.
We've got the Clark's Pump and Shop contest. The little cars are being driven. The cups are being stacked. Oh, it's a neck and neck and neck. And what a comeback by Perry Central, getting a photo finish victory there in that one. Anyway, just something to entertain the crowd here at the end of three quarters, and they gave it to Magoffin County. Didn't look like it to me.
Well, I think they may have listened to the crowd.
There you go. The Magoffin County crowd, they're all their fans. In fact, fans in the end zones, when you come here, you stand. You know, don't come and get an end zone seat and expect to be sitting.
Absolutely.
You won't be able to see what's going on.
And it's interesting, Dan, when you look down at the Perry County Central area behind the goal down there, they've got flanks, or Magoffin County people are in the flanks to that end zone.
Yeah, they sure do.
Both sides.
There's a steal by Barnett, who goes under and dunks it. How about Aiden Barnett? Hadn't scored yet in the second half.
Another steal.
Another steal. A three out of the right corner is no good. Rebound. Whitaker gets his own rebound. Puts it up. No good. A couple of shots missed by Grayson Whitaker, who still has not scored in this game. He's done a lot. I think he's played pretty well. Just can't get the ball to fall. Down the other end. Shot is put up. No good by Kaiser Sloan. Magoffin County with a chance again to get the lead. Out top of the key, almost went backcourt, but rescued by Zane Whitaker. And now Barnett takes it, leaves it off with point guard Ethan Salyer. Salyer, Grayson Whitaker on the left wing. Zane Whitaker just beyond the free throw line. Walker Russell, right wing, bounces across court, almost lost it, down to Barnett. One-on-one down there with Creighton Woods. Barnett wanting Walker to clear out. Yeah, he's...
That's all right. We're within 1 point. Here we're going to...
Bounce it in. There's a back cut on the baseline. Going under and putting it up and in.
Russell.
Walker Russell. And it's a 39-38 lead.
From Magoffin County back in front.
County. Wow. They were down 38-33. Six unanswered points. 6:20 to play in the game. Coach Shannon Hoskins standing. Coat off. His team throws it away.
Yeah.
Castle taking time out.
Yeah, he was expecting the guard to come out top and receive a pass, and the guard came out fake and went toward the basket, and Castle airmailed it. Right out of bounds.
Timeout taken by Perry Central, and Perry Central has two timeouts left. Magoffin County three. 6:14 to play. We'll be back in 30 seconds.
Are you having trouble with your Medicare benefits cards, such as utilities, grocery, and over-the-counter? The Porter Group Medicare Resource Center is here to help you with those issues. Call us at 606-780-1387, and we will be glad to help you with your plan perks, diabetic supplies, prepaid cards, and more. That's 606-780-1387. Find us online at portergroupinsurance.com.
I think Walker Russell, the 5'11 sophomore who now has 12 points in this half, 14 in the game, you know, playing with this group of seniors, and a lot of times you'll see that. He's saying, you know what? I may be a sophomore, but I may never be back in this environment again.
This is my chance.
Yeah. And he's really having a second half. Barnett also talking to him during the timeout, saying, hey, don't come over on this side of the floor because I want that.
This side is going to be for me over here.
Yeah.
Barnett averages,
29 points a game.
Right now.
He's got 14.
So 6 minutes, 14 seconds to go here. Magoffin County up by one, 39-38. A low-scoring game.
It's Magoffin County's ball, and they lead it by one. Have trailed by as many as 7. They have only led by 3. Here, left side, Whitaker to Whitaker, Zane Whitaker on the free throw line. Over to Russell. Russell looking.
They're trying to
give it to Barnett.
Double him up.
Back cut along the baseline, layup good. Ethan Salyer's first 2 points of the game, and what a great alert play by Aiden Barnett. Let that develop, wait for the cutter to go, hit him in perfect stride, Wide open reverse layup. Three-point lead. Magoffin County. Perry Central trying to counter. Again, they haven't been able to get Carter Castle involved here in the second half. He's trying to post up in there.
He is.
Zane Whitaker has a height advantage on him a little bit. And they're driving down in the lane and taking away.
Taken away by Barnett. Down.
Barnett takes it behind the back.
And was fouled.
He said, are we playing basketball or is this football again? Fouls on Nice. First foul this fourth quarter. And Barnett has been on the floor a whole bunch in this game. That's another common foul. And he hadn't been to the free throw line yet.
Not yet.
Gary. In it comes. Ball knocked away and battle for, and we get a timeout. Taken by Perry Central to save a tie-up and save a possession for Perry Central with 5:10 to play in the game. So stay with us. Big finish coming up after this. Lyon County National a little bit later on today. We'll return in 1 minute.
If you don't know about the affordable quality health care services being offered at Sterling Healthcare, take a moment and find out why we're continuing to grow in Mount Sterling and surrounding areas. You can find us online at sterlinghealthky.org or give us a call at 859-404-7686 or stop in and see us at one of our clinics in Montgomery, Bath, Clark, Nicholas, or Powell counties. I can promise you'll be glad you did. Sterling Healthcare. We're here for your family.
Downtown Athletic Club is the premier athletic facility in the Gateway area. Downtown Athletic Club has new modern equipment, sauna, and steam room, along with one of the area's finest saltwater pools. There is a membership package that is perfect for you or your family. Stop in and see it for yourself and find out why Downtown Athletic Club is the premier athletic facility in the heart of downtown Mount Sterling.
Magoffin County's made only one of seven threes, but guess what? Perry Central's made only one of seven threes. These mountain shooters haven't come in here with a three-point, these teams have shot the three ball pretty well. Aiden Barnett is saying, how many timeouts have we got left? And the official is pointing up, because he couldn't see the scoreboard up above us, the big center scoreboard, but on the sidelines, one thing it does have.
That's one of the improvements that was made here.
Perry Central, Woods dribbling right, kills the dribble, baseline, driving in, sending it back outside. Sumner, a three, good.
They got it.
Mason Sumner's first points of the game, and we are tied at 41 apiece. Barnett across the timeline. Salyer, Whitaker, Russell Walker, or Walker Russell. I just think I love the name.
It's a good name.
It is a good name. Walker Russell. They're running their weave against the man-to-man. Barnett would love to get the ball inside, but can't. Now down the left side, they try to throw it to him, and it's tipped away and out of bounds. And again, what great hustle by little Tyson Nice. He's 5'8", 130. Yeah.
But he is denying the basketball.
He is super quick. And now Barnett has it.
Yeah.
But can he get spacing to where he can drive on it? Nice will get right up on him, too. Here's Whitaker driving left side and trying to block the shot from behind.
He grabbed his arm.
Carter Castle and fouled him. That's his second foul.
I think Whitaker was going for the dunk, it looked like to me.
Zane Whitaker.
Castle said, no way.
11 points for him. He's 2 of 2 from the line. In this game, we've got 4:12 to go. Zane Whitaker trying to break the tie, and he does. One free throw missed by Perry Central so far. Magoffin County hasn't missed one. And see, there is no jinx. He made both of them.
Yeah, he did.
43-41. Press on, down, all the way, going in, laying it up, and missing it. It was Tyson Nice, and it's rebounded by Magoffin County, and Barnett goes
Barnett
inside, connects. We got a collision in there, and he makes a shot. No foul call.
No foul call, no.
Barnett's got 16. The lead is 4. 45-41. We got a timeout taken by Perry Central.
Coach, I think that's it.
Coach Castle was questioning that. And that is Perry Central's last timeout. And it comes with 3:49 still to play. Three timeouts left for Magoffin County. They lead at 45-41. We'll be back in just 1 minute.
Are you looking for a job where you can make a terrific income, have a great insurance plan, 401k retirement plan, paid vacations, incentive bonuses? That job could be waiting for you now at City Cartage Company in Mount Sterling. If you think that sounds good, wait till you hear this. They are currently offering a $3,000 sign-on bonus. City Cartage Company, they're always looking for quality employees, and they're ready to reward you with all those great incentives and more. Stop in and apply at City Cartage Company in the Midland Trail Industrial Park, or give them a call, 498-4490.
His name is Kelly Johnson. He's a dentist in Mount Sterling, and his reputation is simple. He offers quality care at affordable prices, and you get it from a dentist whose staff truly cares about their patients. The Sterling Family Dental Care Center is located at 100 East High Street in Mount Sterling. Make sure your children have quality dental health care. It'll put your mind at ease. Dr. Johnson can help every member of your family. And when it comes to cosmetic dentistry, you'll get the latest from Sterling Family Dental Care Center, 100 East High Street, Mount Sterling.
Well, Magoffin County down 38-33 in this game late in the third quarter. Got a basket, cut it to three at the end of the quarter, came out, got quick 6 points, got a 3-point lead. Now they lead by four, and now they've got Perry Central looking for offense against the full court press.
That press has changed their tempo completely.
Kaiser Sloan, now Nice down the right corner. With the ball is Castle. Now Sloan spinning, weaving. Leans in, gets his shot blocked by Whitaker. Rebounded.
Barnett.
Walker Russell, and
they got a foul.
Barnett comes down and gets fouled.
In the transition, that's probably a good idea. Just go ahead and commit the foul because he was going to take it to the basket. No question.
Nice gets the foul. That's foul number three. No fouls in this fourth quarter on Magoffin County. And 3:28 to go. There is Walker Russell gives to Barnett. Spins, weaves. Little up over the head pass that's deflected out of bounds. We had a collision. Don't try to take a charge in this game.
No, it's not going to happen.
We did have a couple call early, but we've had a bunch here in the second half that
they could have been called.
Yeah, collisions, and they just chose not to go either way. Barnett, right side, against Nice. Can't do anything down there. He knows he's going to run into a double team.
Oh, yeah.
Now he drives toward the lane, a little fall away.
Back, double 13 team.
13-footer good.
He did get the double team as he took that one bounce into the lane, but was able to.
47-41, a 6-point lead and 3 minutes to go. Perry Central, they've beaten this Magoffin County team twice in close games during the season. This is the third time they've been at it. Here driving in, jump stop up off the glass, and it bounces good in for Creighton Wood. He's got 14.
Yeah, Wood's doing a good job, but they're double and triple teaming.
47-43, and now we get a foul out on the floor against Kaiser Sloan.
Yeah, we get the media break.
So,
Perry Central saying thank you.
2:36 left to play in this game. The lead is 47-43 Magoffin County. And they've got the ball when we return in 90 seconds.
Spring savings are here. Through April 2nd at major brands, you'll get an $80 reward card after online submission with purchase of four or more new Michelin passenger or light truck tires totaling $900 or more. Tire purchases under $900 get $60. Celebrate spring with big savings on Michelin tires from major brands Tire and Automotive, Tom's Drive Moorhead, and Wilmont Drive Mount Sterling. Get details at major brands or online at MichelinMan.com. Offer expires 4/2/24. Void where prohibited.
Medicare Bank knows you need banking to be quick and secure with many mobile banking options. Our 24-hour banking offers bill pay, money transfer between accounts, credit card and loan applications, only to name a few. And check out our mobile deposit. Just open the Whitaker Bank app, snap a couple photos, and hit send. App, snap, deposit. It's that simple. Whitaker Bank is uniquely Kentucky. Member FDIC.
Morning people wake up for peace and quiet. McDonald's breakfast people, we wake up for the sweet rush of getting that warm breakfast right before it ends.
Start your morning off right with a satisfying steak, egg, and cheese bagel, or add a steak patty to your other breakfast faves. Order in the app and get 30% off a purchase of $5 or more.
Ba-da-ba-ba-ba.
Valid once per day through 6/30/24 at participating McDonald's. Excludes taxes. Must opt into rewards.
Available at your Scott Family McDonald's in Mount Sterling.
Goffin County, 4-point lead in the ball. We've got 2.5 minutes to play in this game. Moving off to the left, here's Barnett, and he's going to be fouled out front. That's going to be on Trayton Woods, and that'll be his second, and that will be the 15th foul in Barnett for the first time of the game.
Going to get to shoot a free throw.
Gets to shoot a free throw. He has 18.
We don't want to jinx him, Dan, but Goffin County still hasn't missed from the line.
And the shot is up and good. The way he shot that one, you'd be surprised if he ever missed one.
Yeah.
48-43. That one rattles around, stays in. The lead is back to 6. Here driving down the left side of the floor.
Is knocked Stone. Away.
Taken away. Barnett, he's going to go for the basket. Goes under, lays it up and in.
And
Perry, the layup.
Perry County Central can't do anything about it. They've used all their timeouts.
51-43 and only 2 minutes and 7 seconds left to play. Here's Nice.
Castle.
And now a three is up. No good by Woods. Rebound. Knocked out of bounds. He's going to stay with Perry Central.
Oh.
Didn't have a good angle on that. Looked like a, gray jersey knocked it out. But
yeah, it sure did.
Here is Nice, who will inbound the ball. Nice looking and gets it in. Woods fires a three.
No
that's
good.
No good.
There's
shot
Russell.
Awfully quick. I mean, I know they don't have time left, but.
Yeah, I think they hit the little bit of a panic button.
Barnett comes down, throws it away off the backboard and out of bounds.
And we've got players trying to join us, Dan.
Yeah, we could have held out the wireless mic and got conversation from Ethan Salyer that time. He's the ball goes to Perry Central, so a costly turnover there. I mean,
yeah.
Barnett gives Perry Central hope, but they got to have points right now.
They do.
Left corner, Nice, back outside, gives it back, fires a three, doesn't go down.
Rebound, Goffin.
So Salyer,
Barnett with it.
Barnett races it down, dumps it underneath. Walker Russell goes up, and no foul called. He hits the deck, and then the ball is stolen away by Whitaker. But
they got him for a foul.
That's the first foul of this final quarter. Grayson Whitaker only his second, and we've only got 1:11 to go in an 8-point lead.
It's an uphill battle for Perry Central from here.
So here we go. Perry Central needs points in a hurry. Woods launches a three and it bounces short.
Front rim.
Rebound. Sloan gets it, puts it back up, no good. And as they battle for the rebound, we get a whistle and a foul call. And this one is going to be on Walker Russell. His third.
I'll tell you what, you kind of look down at the stat sheet, Dan, and you find out the real difference, in my opinion. There were one offensive rebound each team in the first half. You look at the offensive rebounds right now, McGoffin County has gone to work on the offensive board.
So we get a timeout taken by, of course, McGoffin County because they'll still have two left. No timeouts for Perry Central. Less than a minute to go in this game. And an 8-point lead for McGoffin County. We'll be back in a half minute.
Kentucky Petroleum Supply is dedicated to serving the petroleum needs of the Gateway area, locally owned and operated since 1983. If you need fuel on the farm or on the construction site, call Kentucky Petroleum Supply. If you need a tank, Kentucky Petroleum Supply can handle that too. Mention this ad for special pricing. Kentucky Petroleum Supply. You call, we haul. 744-7778. That's 744-7778. Kentucky Petroleum Supply is a proud supporter of Montgomery County Athletics.
Well, again, end of three quarters of this game. It was 38-35, Magoffin County trailing, but now they lead. As they've gone on a 13, well, it wouldn't be a 13-5 run. They've scored 16 points to 5, and they now lead it by 8. Perry Central is at the free throw line, so they do have a chance to get a couple of points closer. Can get within two possessions with 59 seconds to go. But again, their problem, I think, were those timeouts. I get on coaches all the time. I think, well, why did you take a timeout? But you get in a game like this, you understand why they save them a lot. Free throw is up, and it's no good.
No good.
Kaiser Sloan had made a pair earlier.
Missed the first one.
Senior. Come on, Kaiser. Drop this one in. Here the Magoffin County fans. He does make it. He's got 9 points, the senior. 51-44, Magoffin County in backcourt.
Yep.
Now we get a foul that goes Woods. Against Woods. We'll walk down.
They had them in a bad position there. They could have gotten a 10-second count, but that's not the enemy. That clock is, you got to try to lengthen the game as much as you can.
Well, Ethan Salyer is, he's not a big scorer. He hasn't been on the line yet. He has 2 points in the game. Has played well. Two shots. Free throw good. And they still haven't missed.
Still haven't missed from the line.
11 of 11 from the charity stripe for the Magoffin County Hornets. And the
Mary missed one. You did, Jinxon.
52-44. 50 seconds to go. Nice. Sumner back to Nice.
Somebody's got to put the ball up.
Yeah, Castle will. A three is in and out. Wow.
That one did a 360 around the rim before rolling out.
They get
out.
A rebound. They throw up a three. No good. By Woods, and then as they step, still they get another rebound. There's a long three. It's good by Nice. Tyson Nice.
Down to five, and they foul Barnett,
25
I guess.
25 seconds
is.
To go.
With 25 to go, 52-47, Magoffin County.
Barnett, he had 6 points in the first quarter, six in the second, didn't score in the third. Has 10 here in the fourth. He's going for point number 23. He'll end up a little bit under his average, but, wow, he has been big in this final quarter.
Sure has.
And big defensively, too, Gary. I mean, he's made a lot of defensive plays. He makes another one. That makes it a three-possession game. 23 seconds to go. Woods launches a three that was well off the mark. And now Magoffin County will come down and Perry Central will.
Perry Central is
heading to the bench. 10 seconds to go.
Magoffin County dribbling it out.
Taking tape off the wrists. And
their fans are excited.
Talked to a Magoffin County family coming in here today, and they were so excited. They were, the lady, as we parted company, she said, just let us win one game. she's happy. They're moving on to the quarterfinal round on Friday. The folks from Salyersville, they win it 54-47 over Perry Central. And we'll be back with a recap for you coming up. And don't forget, we've got Lyon County and Ashland a short time away here from the UK Healthcare Sweet 16. We'll be back in 90 seconds.
Get the coverage you need for a fair price at Limestone Agency. We are celebrating 175 years of doing business right here in Mount Sterling. Stop by and see Brenda, Julie, Cheryl, or Ashley to get a quote from Auto Owners Insurance Company. Limestone Agency is proud to have called Mount Sterling home for the past 175 years. Call us today at 498-3410.
Since 1831, McCormick Machinery has been shaping the American landscape. Today, McCormick Tractors continue to meet the needs of America's farmers across the land. We offer an extensive lineup of tractor models ranging from 24 to over 300 horsepower with the right features and technology to fit your farming needs. Your local McCormick dealer in Mount Sterling, Amberge's Farm Machinery, 530 South Queen Street, Mount Sterling, 859-498-1113, or visit AmbergesFarmMachinery.com.
Doug Garrett is a man who loves comfort. So when Doug's stocking his amazing showroom at Garrett Furniture in downtown Carlisle, you'll find so many comfortable things to fill your home and make life more comfortable. Doug also believes in quality. So Garrett's is stocked with furnishings that look great and are built to last. Comfort, quality, longevity. Just three of the many reasons to make Garrett Furniture in Carlisle your first choice when buying for your home. Visit Garrett Furniture, downtown Carlisle. You'll be glad you did.
Well, back here at Rupp Arena, the McGoffin County fans do not want to leave. They're very reluctant. No. They say, can we stay? Can we just sit here till Friday and when we play again?
Come back Friday.
Yeah. Well, it was, you know, Barnett ends up having a big game. He has 24 points. And he had 12 in the last quarter of the game. But Walker Russell, who finished with 14, he had 10 points in that third quarter, and it was the sophomore Walker Russell who really
changed the game.
He kept his team right on the cusp of Perry Central and did not let them get into that 8-10-point lead, which they very easily could have had he not been coming up with some big baskets. But it was really a three-headed monster for McGoffin County. Three players scored all but three of their points. Combining for 51 was Barnett with 24, Walker Russell with 14, Zane Whitaker with 13, and then Ethan Salyer had three that did come in that final quarter. On the other side, 14 apiece for Carter Castle. And Carter Castle, again, he got 12 in the first half, 8 in the first quarter of his 14, and was not a factor.
In the second half.
I don't really know what happened. Why he no longer was able to be effective at all on offense. Creighton Woods ends up with 14 as well. 9 for Kaiser Sloan and 7 for Tyson Neese. 4 players on each team all that scored, Gary. That is not as unusual as you think when you get to this type of an arena, state tournament.
So that's true. That's true.
Yeah. See, players that don't score a lot during the season, they don't care. They want to win.
They just want to win.
They just want to win, and I think that's what we saw.
I thought the difference in the game was when McGoffin County went to the full court press, it just changed the tempo. And that tempo caused Perry County Central to not be as disciplined about the quality of the shots they were taking. And it just, things got away from them at the end in the last 5-6 minutes.
Shooting the ball, McGoffin County ends up 21 of 45, 47%. Perry Central 17 of 43 for 40%. And from the three-point line, of course, some of those came late, but Perry Central only 3 of 16. And McGoffin County just said, we're not making them, we're not going to shoot them. They didn't shoot any late. They ended up 1 of 7. So the two teams collectively really struggled shooting the three ball. 14 and 19% they shoot. From the line, 11 of 12 for McGoffin County, and 10 of 12 for Perry County Central.
Good free throw shooters, both teams.
Yeah. Turnovers were 12-10, McGoffin County's favor. And points off turnovers.
That was a big difference.
Yeah, that was a big difference. It was a big difference, as you say, in the second half when they went to the press. Because no points off turnovers in the first half. McGoffin County had 14.
14 in the second half.
In the second half. Yeah. So that was a big deal.
Yeah, the press just turned them over more, and they were able to get runouts and either get fouled or get
14 layups. 14 points off, 9 turnovers in the second half. A big turnaround for and a big advantage for McGoffin County. So now the McGoffin County Hornets, their record improves on the season to 22-13. Perry Central wraps up a 22-14 season. And McGoffin County, up next for them, will be the winner of tonight's last game. Again, the bracket, keep in mind, is a little bit distorted because of travel time for some of these teams and their fans. Great Crossing in Spencer County. If we had McGoffin County and Spencer County playing,
that would be
two first-year teams. Yeah. But Great Crossing is going to be a big challenge
for everybody.
Certainly.
Yeah,
yeah. And don't forget, coming up later in this bracket, actually, Ashland Blazer and Lyon County are going to play next. That game is coming up here, and we're going to be back on the air in about 25 minutes to begin our pregame, getting ready for that contest. Gary Crawford, great to be back with you again.
Enjoyed it.
Glad you could make it with us. Gary will be back.
Lots of fun.
We'll be back. Jeff West will be back in our studio, our engineer. Hayes McMakin, the executive producer of the Gateway Sports Network, on site with us today. And we'll return to Rupp Arena and the Kentucky Healthcare Sweet 16 in about 25 minutes for Game 2, Ashland and Lyon County coming up. Don't miss it. We'll return very shortly. And again, our final score of this opening game, McGoffin County 54, Perry Central 47. For now, so long, everybody.
You've been listening to the UK Healthcare Boys Sweet 16 Basketball Tournament on WMST. Broadcast sponsors include Ambergie's Farm Machinery Sales and Service, BMC Contracting, City Cartage Company, Clark's Pump and Shop, Kaufman Funeral Home and Crematory, the Downtown Athletic Club, Dutchess Chevy Ford, the Family Wealth Group, Furniture World Superstore, Hoffman Robertson Incorporated, Garrett Furniture, Carl's Produce, Kentucky Petroleum Supply, Major Brands Tire and Automotive Center, your Scott Family McDonald's, the Montgomery County Board of Education, Montgomery Tractor Sales, Moorhead Tourism, Paris Stockyards, People's Exchange Bank, Porter Group Insurance, Save-A-Lot Mount Sterling, Sterling Family Dental Care, Town and Country Home Decor and Minute Market, Sterling Healthcare, Traditional Bank, Windsor Care Center, and Whitaker Bank Mount Sterling. Now more of America's best music on 106.9 FM, 1150 AM, and WMSTRadio.com.